The Internet, the final frontier.
Well, hello. On today's episode, we discuss Sean's wardrobe, unfortunate retail experiences, and introduce a new segment, Stump a Star Wars Nerd. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakavas.
I'm Sean Holmes.
And I am Benjamin Price.
And you just got to the good part. Strap in and sit tight, because we are boldly going nowhere. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 36 of Boldly Going Nowhere. I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
I'm Sean Holmes.
And I'm Benjamin Price.
So, what once was two became three, and now three has become four. We are the quadfecta.
Like, you know, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, you know, other people.
Dibs on Donatello.
Michelangelo.
All right. God damn it. I guess that makes me Raphael.
I meant Michelangelo. Fuck.
Wait, which one was the...
Led Zeppelin was four people, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of things come in fours, but...
Yeah. Good things come in fours.
Do we want to decide which sort of foursome we are? I know Colin suggested Ninja Turtles.
He suggested Ninja Turtles.
Oh, also Led Zeppelin.
I'm trying to think of...
There's lots of things that come in fours.
Yeah. So, yeah.
The four corners of the earth.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Oh, four horsemen of the apocalypse. Let's go with that one.
Okay, four horsemen of the apocalypse.
All right, so you've got...
Square.
What?
We're square. Four corners.
Yes, there are four corners of the square.
I want to be the last one.
My hat has four corners. Four corners has my hat.
I want to be the last one of the four horses.
Okay, well, there's war, famine, pestilence... And
gluttony?
It's death.
Gluttony?
No, it's death.
No, it's death, war, pestilence, and famine.
Yeah, I guess death comes last because all those things lead to death.
Mm-hmm.
I think first comes famine. No, first comes pestilence because pestilence leads to famine.
Then famine leads to war,
and war leads to death.
I want to be death.
Okay,
wow,
you're going to be death.
We started the show on a down.
I mentioned Ninja Turtles, and who wants? Okay. Ninja Turtles, since, you know, we don't want to... I want to bring this up.
Let's have a vote right now.
Dibs on Michelangelo.
Hold on. We haven't decided... Who wants to be the four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Because he does machines.
The four horsemen of the apocalypse?
Wow.
The
podcast-alypse. Okay, let's take a vote.
That's like seeing Colin doing yoga. That was that much of a stretch.
I know.
Hey, fuck you, dude.
All right, just quick.
Hey, I can't do yoga either. That's like seeing me do yoga.
All right, go.
That's like
look,
seeing both
I don't
want to
picture this. I don't want to picture this,
okay,
either
yeah, okay.
of you doing yoga.
Quick vote. Who wants... So just say yay or nay for Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. I say yay. Colin?
Can we call it the podcast apocalypse?
Whatever, just yay or nay.
Yay.
Yay.
All right, yay.
Because
he said podcast.
It's still close enough to Halloween.
Podcast
apocalypse.
It sounds so.
I mean,
nice.
You could still say nay, but you're already all voted. So we are officially going to be the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
No. Four horsemen of the podcast apocalypse.
Podcast apocalypse.
Well, think about it.
We're gonna have to
Film,
work on that.
Music, games, general shit.
It's kind of like a nerdpocalypse.
Nerdpocalypse. We are the four horsemen of the nerdocalypse.
No, he could be internet social.
He didn't put the order in the t-shirts.
Nerdpocalypse.
We're
the
four
network.
Horsemen of the nerdocalypse.
Sean could be
it's
the
nerdpocalypse.
Nerdpocalypse.
Okay.
Nerdpocalypse. That's what we should wear those t-shirts.
Trademarked.
Nerdpocalypse. We should wear those at Nerdist.
Yes.
All right, we just got to solidify
right,
what
so
they
we'll,
are.
So we'll put that on the front.
Music,
the back
movies,
will be
video
the
games.
The four horsemen of the nerdocalypse.
Nerdpocalypse.
Nerdpocalypse.
God damn it, Colin.
Spell it for me.
Nerdpocalypse.
Yeah, shut up. That's what I thought.
Nerdpocalypse.
Okay, Akila, what's the next word?
Your word is...
Make sure you bleep that shit.
So, anyways, as I was saying,
show here.
As I was saying, we're trying to figure out where Sean's placement is.
You know what that's from, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. Just making sure you didn't think I like
Just said that out of the blue.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Because I am working blue again. I've got the Smurf mic.
Bleep it. You bleep that shit. Don't worry, all obscenity.
I'm trying to mark it, but I can't mark it.
Just listen to it and remove it later on. So, anyways, Sean can be the social network.
Sure, social network.
Because he likes to read Twitter and
Sean is our social networking monkey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He pretty much reads the Twitter and internet feeds and stuff like that, so he's a social
the
network.
Tweets. The Twitter feeds.
He's the
Twitter feeds. The Twitter feeds.
The Twitter feeds.
I'm not sure. The Twitter feeds. I'm not sure which one corresponds to which horseman, but in terms of the original horseman, we've got famine, war, pestilence, and death. So I will go with.
We just went through the categories, dude.
Right.
Yeah.
Film, music, gaming, and he's internet social networking. Social networking.
I am social networking. I give you your TWAP updates and your Facebooks in your face,
as well as other internet. As well as your digs, your Reddits.
I don't do dig.
So basically,
I don't dig.
So say if we were to combine these all into like those who are like most known for each category, Justin would be say. One of the Beatles, because they're the most popular.
Also four members.
Yes. Yeah. Also four members. Okay, so if we were going to go with that analogy, Justin would be Sir Paul McCartney.
No, I think.
Well, come on, he's the talent. Let's be honest.
Well, I think Sean would.
No. We're not
McCartney,
going off musical
he could
talent.
Actually
we're,
sing.
No. We're not going off musical talent.
Imagine
we're going off
the
of
people.
Oh, just talent.
Here, I'm talking about talent in general. So you would be Paul McCartney. I would be John Lennon. He would. Ben would be
Ringo.
No, Ben would not be Ringo. Sean would be Ringo.
I put it right on the refrigerator.
I wrote a song about an octopus.
I wrote a song about a lamp.
Oh, that's great. Let's put it right on the refrigerator.
This is
but
my lamp.
Can see it.
My lamp.
This is funny.
My lamp.
Yeah, actually, I guess Ben could be Harrison, because Harrison was kind of the quiet one.
Yeah.
Oh, Sean, that's
why do
news.
I get to be Ringo?
Sean, that's great news. We're going to put your writings up on the refrigerator.
Right on the refrigerator.
Look, Sean, every group has a Ringo. It happens to be you in this case. Doesn't mean we love you any less. Just means you're less valuable as a person.
Actually, no. I only say Ringo just because, honestly, Sean doesn't have a category.
And the king.
He also... Yeah, you're definitely Ringo.
Yeah.
I'm more like the plucky comic relief.
Sure.
Right, you're Ringo.
Plucky.
You're Ringo.
Besides plucky. Games, because if games doesn't work out for us because of your...
Well, yes, we'll go into that later.
I can't even drum. Yeah.
I also had to remind Sean during too. While we were trying to record the intro that he's not a Pokemon. Because you know how at the beginning, we go, I'm Justin Eisenstadt, and I'm Colin Kackamas.
Sean Holmes.
And he's going, Sean Holmes.
Sean Holmes.
I choose you.
I said, Sean, you're not a Pokemon.
Herman Cain, I choose you.
You can't just say your name.
Rick Perry, I choose you. Save our pretzel for the gas jets.
Okay, if we're going to start by reviewing something, I want to go ahead and start reviewing those, because
right.
those are pretty epic.
So if you haven't seen these, there's this series of YouTube videos called
Bad Lip Reading.
And basically what they do is they take an existing video and they overdub it.
I think we're going to have to stop.
No, we're fine. We're fine.
No, we're fine?
We're fine. We're fine.
Sure?
We're good.
Okay.
We're good.
Go ahead.
Continue.
So... They being whoever does these videos, I'm not sure what their channel's called.
No, I think they are just called Bad Lip Reading.
They take existing videos and they overdub it with their own sort of music or song or something. But what they do is they match it up. They actually match it up to the lip movement, so it's actually synced up pretty well. So it actually looks like what they're saying is what's coming out of the person's mouth. For example, they did a speech from Obama, which was pretty funny.
Trick the bridesmaid. Actually,
get her to take it off.
If you're going to look up this particular video,
you take the mushroom out.
You take the mushroom out, unzip the wind flap,
and love.
And you can't go wrong.
I love Bad Lip Reading. Oh my gosh. They're so great. They're the new auto-tune the news.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And
which is funny because, you know, we didn't think Schmoya was going to go out of the picture so fast, but there it is.
Yeah.
You know what's going to be awesome? When they team up.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
With Schmoyoho and Bad Lip Reading
That's every, you know, facet of my day, like, on the internet.
They're going to bring the internet.
I'm not going to get any work done if that happens. Please don't get together. I need to get work done.
Oh, please.
We were going to upload that episode, but...
They are going to wage an all-out assault on your free time.
I was watching Schmoyo Bad Lip Reading.
So, my particular favorite of theirs, the Bad Lip Reading, that is a Mitt Romney.
Not Mitt Romney.
It was Rick Perry. Although Mitt Romney would probably be funny, too.
You can always follow me on Twitter.
Yeah, maybe Mitt Romney will be next. But probably, Rick Perry was pretty hilarious.
They just did a Herman Cain one.
They did a Herman Cain one? I haven't seen that one yet.
Whoa.
Do you follow him on the Twitter?
Herman Cain?
Oh, yeah, the Herman.
Do I follow Herman Cain?
No. Rick Perry. Because he called it the Twitter.
Okay. I was going to say, if you're asking if I follow Herman Cain, I don't follow the Pokemon Master.
All right. For those of you who don't get what Colin is referencing here, because it's quite possible a lot of people don't, there was an article recently, and I'm actually the one who tipped Colin off to this, and now I kind of regret it. But
you have no one to blame but yourself.
Basically, there was an article recently about Herman Cain and his 999 plan and how that is conspicuously similar to SimCity 4. Because in SimCity 4, the default settings for tax rates are 9% for commercial, industrial, and residential, which just so happens to be the exact same thing that Herman Cain is making his stance. Is his 999 plan. And then someone was suggesting that, oh, maybe you should change the name to the optimal tax plan or something. And he's like, no, it's got to be 999. And they're...
Did he say in a low, guttural Satanist voice?
It's got to be 999.
I don't know. He said it in his Herman Cain voice.
I mean,
999.
999! 999!
Oh, no, it's 999.
And so the article was having...
It's too many nines.
The article was having a joke about that, how he inadvertently, or maybe vertently,
right,
ripped off SimCity 4. And it was funny because they got a quote from one of the guys who works at Maxis, the company that produces the Sim games. And they were like, oh, we think it's great that Herman Cain is looking to SimCity 4. We encourage all politicians to look to creative and innovative solutions for political and economic problems in our video games, which it was clearly tongue in cheek. But then at the end of the article, they're like, this is not actually the first odd pop culture reference that Herman Cain has made almost by accident, because in his campaign speeches, he has routinely quoted the Donna Summer song, The Power of One, which was the theme song in the Pokemon, the movie. And so instead of saying because they're journalists, they know how to write a good headline. Instead of saying Herman Cain quotes Donna Summer, they said Herman Cain quotes Pokemon.
Oh my God. You have
and
to.
That's why I said Herman Cain Pokemon Master. Of course I could have alluded.
Taxes got to catch them all.
Well, as I say, hey, I could have just gone to the obvious joke, Michael Vick Pokemon Master.
No.
No.
Wah, wah.
That makes more sense.
Well, yeah, now it does.
He keeps them in a tightly dogs in tightly sealed balls.
Not anymore. The ASPCA would have his ass for that.
They have your ass if you curse a dog.
It's true.
Yeah.
Bad dog. Hey, don't you talk to that dog like that.
And so we were like, what if Herman Cain were to quote the actual Pokemon theme song? And then it's voters. Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch all the votes.
Gotta catch votes. Gotta catch them all.
I want to be the very best
catch them all.
President.
Best that president
no one
ever
like
was.
No one ever was.
There ever was.
President Mon. Gotta catch them all.
To train them.
Vote them on.
To train them.
To train them.
Vote them on.
The American people.
I know it's my destiny. Oh, you're my... I'm sorry, I memorized
you
that
teach
entire song.
Me and I'll teach you.
Was that a sentence?
Herman Cain. Gotta catch them all. Gotta catch them all. Herman Cain.
That's funny.
Herman Cain, feel free to use that for
vote
your campaign. While we don't necessarily endorse you as a political candidate, we do think you're hilarious, and so feel free to use our jingle.
Well, not only that, you remember? Do you remember how the end of the Pokemon TV series used to go? They would go to the end, and then they would just randomly start naming off Pokemon.
Oh, yeah.
Who's that Pokemon?
No, not that one. I mean, where they had the rap song at the end, where they're just like, Mewtwo, Tentacool, you know, it's like...
Oh, my God.
Mewtwo, Tentacool, Bubbasaur. Yeah, you remember that?
Pikachu.
Oh, really? I just remember the... Who's that Pokemon?
Dude, I'm telling you...
Diglett.
Seriously, you want... Herman Cain wants to get votes. All he's got to do is seriously do, like, a Pokemon-themed show. And at the end of everyone, he just needs to sing out random state names. Or he's lagging behind in the polls.
Diglett is such a hipster, by the way.
Diglett is the is a kid representative for prostate cancer.
No, Diglett is such a hipster because he's so underground.
That was a groan. That was a groan.
Waka waka.
All right, so let's move on with the show. This is a pretty loosely structured show today. We're taking a break from all the reviewing and putting things in lists and talking about important shit.
I like my podcast formats. Structured
to talk
and
about processing. To talk about much less important things like the presidential race.
Dude, God knows, like, we have any control over
they
that.
They should take a tip from the number one organization that puts your votes into tally. And as if they matter.
American Idol.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Love how we both went there at the same exact time.
American Idol.
It is the only true democratic process
they
left.
Should really analyze American Idol and be like, oh, we should do it like that.
Why don't we just text our vote for the president?
Let's text our vote for the president.
And then Ryan Seacrest can announce the next president of the United States.
Next president of the United States.
Because, you know, as I say, you know what's going to happen. Somebody's going to scream favoritism and blah, blah, blah. And all it's going to happen is we're going to hear nothing but, you know, whining for 3 weeks and
the
recounts.
Theme song?
It's going to be 2000 all over again.
The theme song said, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right, we had a few thousand votes for Obama, a few thousand votes for Herman Cain, a few thousand votes for Mitt Romney, and then a whole shitload of votes for Clay Aiken. Guys, I don't think you got it. This is not American Idol. We're just using the American Idol system. But if you really want Clay Aiken to be the president...
After a month in his presidency, President Clay Aiken has been captured by the Iraqi terrorists.
Actually, you know what's funny? A friend of mine was actually making a very valid point as to Herman Cain's policies.
Yeah.
This is true. They were actually claiming that Herman Cain is actually not a Republican candidate. He's actually a Democrat. He's a plant in the Republican Party.
To undermine the Republican Party?
Precisely.
But he's actually, like, doing
well.
It makes
sense.
Well, no, but here's the thing.
That's the crazy thing.
He's doing well, but look at his only claims to fame were that he worked for Coca-Cola. He ran Godfather's Pizza, which is a third tier pizza chain.
And he used to do ballistics work for the Navy.
He used to do work for ballistics. He majored
in mathematics and computer science.
And he worked on Bob Dole's campaign. That ends it right
That right there is the biggest joke.
Bob Dole likes Herman Cain.
Bob Dole endorses Herman Cain. Game over, man.
Herman Cain's like, seriously, why?
Bob Dole likes
that?
The number 9. Bob don't like Sesame Street. 9, 9, 9. Today is brought to you by the number 9. And the letter F.
So he has no political experience, and he's ahead of the polls of, like, someone who was a governor, I don't know, what was Michelle Bachmann's experience besides being crazy?
She's a cranky soccer mom, just like the celebrating
Elvis's birthday, which was Elvis's death day, the day Elvis died.
Oh,
she celebrated his birthday.
Yeah.
The anniversary of his death.
I mean, maybe Elvis is just really important to her.
She had a whole bunch of people sing it.
Well, they actually have that station on XM. It's Elvis music
all Elvis all the time.
It's really ridiculous. And then they talk about him. And
how big a catalog does Elvis actually have?
He has a lot of music.
Really?
Yeah. But you, after 2 days,
I could probably name like 3 Elvis songs. Like,
but after 2 days, though, it's just the same shit over again.
Let's see, Hound Dog,
All Shook Up,
which was Big Mama Thornton's song.
Blue suede shoes.
Love me.
I'm
tender.
A hipster for knowing that, right?
Heartbreak Hotel.
Am I hipster?
Heartbreak Hotel. Okay, I guess.
Am I hipster for knowing that Big Mama Thornton had Hound Dog before Elvis had Hound Dog?
No, I knew that. Okay. I learned that in my history of rock class.
Well, you're a hipster too, so
that's true. That's not proving anything. Yeah, anyways, we're probably just both hipsters for knowing that.
Yeah, we do a podcast, so you're at least a third hipster if you.
And
we,
I definitely have got to be hipster for going on record as saying that I like the Big Mama Thornton better.
Yeah, same here.
That version is way better.
Yeah, I've listened to it. It's
I mean,
good.
Just as a rule, any song that was originally performed by a black artist, usually the black person did it better.
Yeah.
Yeah, they usually win.
Like
it's like the Rock Paper Scissors
Muddy
of music.
Waters
Rock Around the Clock or really
you
anything
Muddy Waters to like Led Zeppelin or and Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically any song that Bill Haley and the Comets ever sang was done better by a black person first.
The Lemon Song somebody before that. Somebody did a good thing of the Lemon Song.
Yeah.
But I forgot what black guy did, but it was better.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right, so
Justin, is it Nerdocalypse or Nerd?
It's Nerdpocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Spell it, please.
You cretin.
Oh, you're actually going to put it on the shirt?
Well, you told me to.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
N-I-G-G-A-R.
All right.
No. No.
I'm going to spell some shit.
Just no.
So I was about to write down when I should bleep that.
Stop it.
I'm going to spell some shit, so don't interrupt me.
All right.
All right. Are you ready?
Nerd. Start from, yeah, I got nerd.
No, okay. P-O-K-A- L Y P S E. Nerdpocalypse. Okay. On with the show. So one of the things I wanted to ask you about, Sean, is where's your blazer? Where's your trademark? So for those of you who don't know what Sean looks like or what he wears on a given basis.
It's usually Vans shoes.
Yep, you got your Vans. Usually some sort of t-shirt.
Jeans. I the darker the jeans, the better.
Yeah,
it's very slimming for my big fat tree trunk legs. Anyway,
why'd you look my way? You're like very slimming
door. Anyway, so and then I have my blazer, which is a corduroy chaps blazer, and I wear it over just because I like the way it feels. It's my look. I like corduroy fits me.
The touch, the feel of corduroy.
See, that was improv, and it was on time. Learn it from the best kids. Anyway.
Seriously, it's not the fabric of our lives. Not the fabric of our lives.
Not.
Well, it was the fabric of Sean's life. I mean, you wore that blazer, like, every single day, I feel like. Like, when I picture you with that blazer. But apparently, you've decided to give it up, and there's a reason.
Well, I didn't, not completely. Just for a while.
Okay. So
I'll wear it to work. I usually wear it to work just the sheer fact that, you know, supervisors respect people more if they have a coat on. It works better in the workplace than it does in my daily lives. I don't usually go out with the blazer on.
Well, what exactly is the
this
problem?
This once I did. It was today. I went shopping, and first I went to Kohl's and just to kind of peruse everything there. And people were opening the door for me. People were like, "Can I help you, sir?" "Hello, sir. Can I help you?"
Are you sure Kohl's doesn't just have really excellent customer service?
They're actually pretty good there.
They're really good.
They're really good. I'm just saying, that never happened to me anywhere, except when I'm wearing the blazer. It's always when I'm wearing the blazer, people come up to me and go, "Hello, sir." So later,
I think what the really dead giveaway was when someone laid face down in a puddle so you could walk over them. That's when you really know that something was off.
Was a little odd.
Yeah.
I was a little off. I was like, "Are you sure?" And he went, because he was bubbling in the puddle there.
"Please, it would be my pleasure, sir." I don't know why he's British. Have you ever seen National Lampoon's European Vacation?
Yes.
You know the part where Chevy Chase like runs over the guy on the bike and he's like super apologetic because like the joke is that like British people are super polite. So he's like, "Oh, it was no trouble at all. Was there a bike around here somewhere? I could have sworn there was a bike." Oh, and then he like picks it up under the car and it's like all mangled. And Chevy Chase is like, "Do you want to ride?" And he's like, "Oh, no, I'll just walk. Thank you very much." And he's like got like a broken leg. He's just like covered in blood.
Yeah,
but he's just like super polite. That's how I'm imagining you with the blazer. Just like people are being unusually polite to you.
It was unusual. Everybody in the mall, like Radio Shack, can I help you, sir? Can I help you?
Went to Radio Shack today, too?
Yeah.
The Shack?
The Shack.
The Shack.
The Shack, where people are like, send help. Anyone?
Help.
Anyone? We need people.
That's one place you don't go to if you're ever you're ever in trouble.
We got wires and cell phones. Do you have a cell phone? Yes, everyone has a cell phone.
Who doesn't?
Everyone's pushing a cell phone. I was almost gonna get a cell phone today, but Target. Target's where I was bothered the most in the electronics section.
Really?
It was everyone in electronics section. I was sitting there. I'm just kind of glancing at the iPad and looking like the accessories, and the guy just comes up. Hello, sir. Do you need help with anything today?
That's amazing to me because usually, like, the electronics section of Target and Walmart are usually the places where the employees give the least amount of shit.
This is true.
Like, they just don't care because most people are just going
to
sit there.
I'm used to that, too. That's why I usually go there to get away
from it. True story. I actually used to work in the electronics department at Walmart. So this is true.
Yeah.
We gave the least amount of shit.
You know who else used to work at the electronics section at Walmart? Was my old scoutmaster.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not giving my blazer up completely, just for the sheer fact that I like it. I really do. It's just the shirts and stuff that it goes with, and when I don't give a shit, I'll just wear my hoodie.
I mean, I don't really see what the problem is if people are treating you.
It
nicely.
It really is first world problems.
Yeah.
I mean some kid in Darfur has a stomach swollen in Appalachia, and I am wearing. Hey, I'm complaining about wearing a $70 chaps blazer,
and people being nice to me because
what
the hell is wrong with you?
I like it in certain places, but after a while, like at Target, it was about about five people.
It became creepy
in the span of 15 minutes.
Did it become
it's like, seriously from now on? It's just like. It's like, can I help you, sir? No, you can't help me. Get the hell away.
Because the way I don't peruse like normal people do when they slowly pan across the aisles, I loop around like almost like a racetrack where I just do like use and like just walk like regularly like I'm actually going to get something.
Like you're doing an old person lap around the bowl.
And then sometimes I'll pause and look at something, and then that's when they'll ask me. Every time I pause or stop, they're like, can I help you?
I can see a couple scenarios where this could be an issue. And one... Maybe they think that you're actually like some sort of inspector or like a mystery shopper or someone who's there,
Santa.
A secret shopper,
yeah.
Or someone like that who's like evaluating the place. Like maybe you're some
because if they fail those evaluations, they
I could use this to my advantage. I could make them think that even more with, but not as much. Like not as, like trying to.
Yeah. You so know. the other scenario where I can see where the blazer
scenario.
Yeah, scenario.
It's a serenade.
Whatever serenario.
Serenario.
It's a serenario.
Okay.
Your scenario is, so if you're in like Target or Kohl's, those are still, you know, fairly reputable establishments. But let's say you go into like Walmart, where you're dealing with a whole different class of people, and then people see you walking around. I mean, these are people who are walking around in, say, like, sweatpants and like a
night
wife
clothes.
Beater that's stained.
Like you just got out of
paint.
Bed or the trailer park.
Right. Like they're they're wearing Crocs.
Go to peopleofwalmart.com to see more people at
right.
Walmart.
So I could see, you know, you're walking around in that store and they're they look like they got dressed in the dark and also were disabled. But you come in here and you're like, oh, here comes Mr. Sean. He's all highfalutin with his fancy corduroy blazer. He thinks he's better than us. Look, Darlene, he thinks he's better than us.
I don't. I really don't think I'm better than you. I just want to go. I'm going to get some Mountain Dew. That's all I'm getting.
Hey, you.
Oh, Mountain Dew. You drinking that fancy stuff, boy. You can't drink Mountain Thunder like the rest of us.
It's Sam's choice.
Fine, I'll get Mountain Thunder.
What's wrong? What's the matter, boy? Sam's choice isn't good enough for you? If it was good enough for Sam Walton, it's good enough for you.
I like the way Dr. Pepper tastes.
Well, you don't like Dr. Perky? You want some Dr. Perky? Get some Dr. Perky. Oh, come on. Get a Dr. Thunder.
Dr. Perky.
Yeah.
That's an actual... That's
yes,
a,
I know.
Yeah.
Dr. Perky.
Well, you know what's at Food Lion? They have Mountain Lion.
Yeah.
Mountain
yeah. Lion. I'm sorry. That's I guess that's what I was thinking of.
Mountain, well, Mountain Thunder. I think Dr. that is the Walmart
Dr. Thunder is the Safeway version of Dr. Pepper.
Thank you. It's the Safeway version. Thank you.
Okay.
There is one that's really terrible.
I know.
Oh, Mellow Yellow.
Information that should be deleted it's to put more important things.
No, Mellow Yellow is made by Coke. And that's not great, but I mean, it's not as bad as these are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, do they even still make Mellow Yellow?
Yeah.
Really? I never see
they
it
call
anywhere.
Me Mellow Yellow, quite like Sprite.
Well, the thing is, it's, they still
Mellow
make it.
Yellow,
but the,
quite like Sprite.
They still make call it. It's you have to, like, if you want it, you have to order it from, like, the distributor.
Okay. What, now, what about Surge? Now, that shit's just downright banned.
Actually,
right?
Let's check.
Surge has been gone.
Surge? I remember Surge.
Remember
Surge was awesome.
Those commercials were so insane. Like, the one I distinctly remember was like a bunch of people
they were
in
injected
a junkyard.
With testosterone. It was just like, Surge!
No, they're in a fucking junkyard. There's like rusted down cars and like medical waste, and they're just running through it to get a can of Surge. And they'd always be like, Surge! Surge!
Oh, what about that drink Orbitz? You remember that had the little floaty
Orbitz,
stuff in
yeah.
it?
Or then, isn't Orbitz the gum?
No, they had a drink. It was had little floaty stuff in there. Yeah, it had
all right,
little
it was, all right,
gross.
Here we go. Surge was originally started, it was introduced in Norway in 1996.
Wait, it's from Norway?
Yeah, internationally it was released in 1997. And it was discontinued in the United States, Denmark, and Sweden in 2003. So they are still selling it, just not in the U.S.
Okay, I see a connection here. I see a connection because Surge is a soda that makes you go like barbarian rage.
Surge was basically replaced by Volt.
It makes you scream. And
yeah, Volt basically.
Norway is that home to has a lot of death metal and black metal, which is music that makes you go into barbarian rage and scream. So maybe all the death metal bands in Norway and Sweden are drinking Surge, and that's why their music is so angry.
Well, that could
there
be,
you go.
Hey, you could explain
remember Citra?
Why...
Remember Citra? Citra made you calmer. I think Citra was like quite
you remember,
the opposite.
You know what? You know what my favorite soda used to be when I was a kid?
What?
Fresca.
I was just going to say Fresca.
That shit mellowed me out.
Fresca.
Hey, mellow out, man.
Fresca! Mellow out with a Fresca.
Well, Fresca like still exists, but it... Problem yeah. is, it's like jam full of like Splenda and aspartame.
It's yeah. a lot. Of, it's a lot of
yeah.
artificial sweetness.
And you know what's funny? I have actually a client I used to clean. They used to offer me Frescas all the time. I was like, no, I don't really want them.
It's
would
okay.
you like a Fresca?
But
no, it's good. But then it has that oh that aftertaste.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
that's
like
the problem with those artificial sweeteners is they taste fine when you first drink them.
Drink
but then
them
a
five minutes
second
later
yeah. you're like
but. Did I eat it or rub it on my face?
I did this to me.
Well, speaking of drinks versus drink references and stuff, Faygo with the Gigolos.
What the hell
oh,
is
yeah,
Faygo?
Oh, yeah, Faygo. We recently bought some Faygo. Mostly me. I've been purchasing Faygo. Colin's been like ripping my
Sean's
balls.
Sean's been
for
purchasing Faygo like it's going out of style.
I never
with the yep. Bee Gees and
every time we make
a trip
to Sheets, which is basically it's like five
almost
times.
Every other day.
Yeah, it's almost every other day we're up there at Sheets. I grab some Faygo, and I usually switch flavors just to taste them all, and they're all really good. I love Faygo.
Is this some sort of off-brand? Like, what country does Faygo come from?
I think it's its own nation.
The nation
honestly,
of Faygo.
I don't know. But they,
the
made, they made a reference. They made a reference of it in the TV,
ICP.
Comedy TV. Yeah.
ICP, Juggalo Ninjas.
Well, not
have
just
guys,
that. Workaholics.
Workaholics.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They have a whole episode about ICP, and they're discussing Faygo. Like, but Faygo, I don't really want Faygo. And also,
Sean,
what?
Sean, you're gonna love this. Faygo is headquartered in Detroit, Michigan.
Oh wow,
that's why it tastes so
that's
good.
Sad.
Has the blood of GM workers.
I really gotta start watching Workaholics because that show's amazing.
Dude, listen to this. Get this. Faygo was actually introduced in 1907.
Wow, we're going down a real rabbit hole.
Whoa,
here. We've gone down a real rabbit hole. Have you guys ever heard of Shasta?
Shasta?
Oh, I had these some Shasta. You got some Shasta. You got your Mystic.
Mix that with some Zima.
Mystic. Anyone had a Mystic?
Sean, remember Zima?
Zima.
Bartles and James.
Oh
not
my
before
God.
Impha.
We're basically just naming shit we've imbibed like when we were 10, like almost 13 years ago.
Water.
This has been defunct beverage talk on Boldly Going
Nowhere.
What about
the green, see, I knew it was a good Slimer idea to green do a high C, I think.
Ecto Cooler. Yeah. This I want to see come back in a bad way. I really do.
Yeah. I want to see clear Pepsi.
I hope they re-release Ecto Cooler in conjunction with the new Ghostbusters movie.
You know what? This is finally happening.
That would be a great marketing promotion.
You know what else I want to see? I want to see clear Dr. Pepper. That would be really cool.
All they do is just take the coloring out of it.
Yeah. Because it's possible. Yeah,
it's all I guess it's possible. Don't they all start out as clear?
They just don't do caramel coloring.
Yeah.
That's it.
All right, so before we wrap this show up, we want to introduce a new segment that I hope will be a new recurring thing. Because as you know, Colin and I for sure are huge Star Wars nerds, and I'm assuming you guys are pretty big Star Wars fans as well.
Well, yeah, I just don't have the knowledge of the universe as much. I've read some of the books. I've watched the better movies and then the worst movies.
I mean, if you've read the books, that would already put you ahead of most average people in terms of Star Wars fandom. But what we're thinking is Colin and I will be the Star Wars nerds in this scenario. So the segment is called Stump a Star Wars Nerd. So Sean has the ultimate unauthorized Star Wars
trilogy
trivia challenge.
All right, now it's time to argue who shot first. It's Stump a Star Wars Nerd.
The ultimate unauthorized Star Wars trilogy trivia challenge. Mind-bending, millennium-shattering, brain-teasing.
It's got over 1,300 questions to challenge your Jedi IQ.
Exactly, by James Hatfield and George Doc, quote-unquote.
Isn't James Hatfield the guy from Metallica?
Yeah.
Master of the Jedis.
Could you go to About
Master
the Author?
Master of the Ewoks.
Could you go to the About the Author section?
About the Author. Quickly.
Can't flip it.
No, I think that's Hatfield.
That's Hatfield.
Yeah, James Hetfield is the guy from Metallica.
Okay, no, because this guy is a former entertainment editor for the Texas Women's News and a frequent contributor to other Lone Star State regional publications, having returned to his native Arkansas from Dallas in 1994, where he was for many years vice president of a large real estate management company. He is now lives in a small town in the foothills of Orzogs with his wife, Nancy, and previously homegirl, Angel. Heinz, 57.
Okay.
Okay, it's you lost me.
Yeah, sorry.
Was that about Heinz, 57? The ketchup?
His two two previously homeless girls, Angel, the Heinz, 57 mutt, and Muffin. What? A very independent Siamese feline.
Wait, what the hell are you talking? Let me see this.
It's talking about his cats.
Oh, you said homeless girl.
It said girls. It says girls there.
Sean.
Okay, he lives with two pre. Yeah, I understand now why you were having so much trouble with this.
Guys, I've got epic news.
Okay, what's the epic news?
Epic news. I found the recipe for Ecto Cooler.
Oh.
What?
I found the recipe for Ecto Cooler.
All right, guys.
All right, explain to me and maybe some audience members, what is Ecto Cooler?
Ecto Cooler is probably the greatest beverage that Hi-C ever made.
The greatest concoction. All right, we're going to put Stump a Star Wars Nerd on hold for just a second.
We have an important beverage update.
This shit is important. We got a beverage update. We should just make beverage news a regular segment.
And the sound will be like a soda can from the mic. We'll have a soda can every time.
No, do it like opening a like, and then that'll be beverage news.
Beverage update.
The Canada Dry sound.
Yeah. All right, but here, get this, right?
All
right,
an important beverage news update.
Apparently, it used to be you just rip open a package and just dump the thing
in. This is the actual recipe? So Ecto Cooler?
Apparently what happened was...
Ecto Cooler is open source now?
Apparently, here, get this. I was looking at the Ghostbusters, the new Ghostbusters film, right?
Right.
Okay. I'm sorry, they're talking about it's going into production because apparently they just posted a tweet about it not too long ago.
Okay. Yeah, I heard about it on the, I think it was DC 101.
Yeah, and so I saw that there was a link towards Ecto Cooler, right?
Okay.
So I clicked on that and it took me to the Ghostbusters Chicago division.
Oh my god, awesome.
It's what? It's a fan site and it actually
Can we join it?
The first thing it looped me to was the Ecto Cooler recipe.
Okay, but is this actually like endorsed by Hi-C?
It is endorsed by the following people.
Okay.
Dog and Pony Show approved. Brad Jones of Cinema Snob approved. And Brad Jones is a very good source of information, in my opinion. So, but anyway, okay. And I love the intro paragraph for this. Ah, yes, the classic case, one of the most popular drinks of our generation, aside from Crystal Pepsi. This is just one of the most sought out drinks in eBay and all its incarnations. But face it,
I would
you
not
just,
buy a beverage on eBay.
Well, I wouldn't either.
Especially like a 10-year-old one.
But yeah, it's at least not. It's like you just can't get this anymore. At least not in mass produced form. Worry not though. You've been dying to get some Ecto Cooler to mix with your Crystal Head vodka.
I'm so glad they referenced Crystal Skull vodka.
Oh my god. But it says,
you guys are familiar with Crystal Skull vodka, right?
It says Crystal
Man.
No, but seriously, are you guys aware of what that
head
is?
Crystal Head vodka, not Crystal Skull.
That's probably
vodka.
The same thing.
Okay.
Okay, so a little known fact is that who's the guy in Dan Aykroyd? Sorry, I couldn't remember his name. A little known fact is that Dan Aykroyd is crazy, and one of his quirks is that he's obsessed with vodka. So he owns his own vodka distillery or whatever you call a place that makes vodka.
Crystal Head vodka his?
And so he has created the world's like most. It's like one of the most expensive vodkas you can buy, and it comes in a crystal skull. It comes in a real crystal.
I think I've seen this.
And it is distilled from pure mountain spring water, and is one of the most expensive and like purest vodkas you can buy.
Sean, why the fuck couldn't have Indiana Jones been searching for this shit in the movie?
Right. Why couldn't they have been searching for Crystal Skull vodka?
Right. Exactly.
That would have been a better movie. The wedding at the end will be a lot more entertaining.
Yeah.
And then just at the end, Indiana Jones just like takes the cap off and just like takes a huge swig of it and just like is shit faced.
he wakes up.
He's whipping everybody.
He wakes up in bed with Short Round.
No, he wakes up. He's at the wedding, and he doesn't even know what the fuck happened. Jumper is there, and aliens exploding out of his chest.
Junior, come quick! God, not so loud.
Dad, not now. Not. Anyway, okay. But look, Junior. So get this, Junior. Right? All you need here's what it says. All you need is this: you need one packet of Kool-Aid flavored orange. You need one packet of Kool-Aid flavored tangerine. You need 3/4 of a cup of orange juice, no pulp, 3/4 of a cup of tangerine juice, or 1 can mashed mandarin oranges. A third scoop of Country Time lemonade, regular or pink.
You're such a queef when you said that. It sounded like a queef. Regular or pink.
One and a half cup sugar and green and blue food coloring for color.
Okay.
Go fuck yourself, by the way.
Dude, that sounds awesome. Oh, so they use Tropicana here.
Okay. It says most of these items are easy enough to find. You can find the Kool-Aid from Kraft's product locator and search for both orange and tangerine flavors.
Okay. Okay, thank you.
This is what it says, I swear to God. Okay. All right, anyway. Here we go. So you just basically take a 1-gallon pitcher and pour in the orange juice and tangerine juice. Then you pour in the tangerine and the orange mixes. Then you put in the water, the sugar, and stir until it's dissolved. And again, if you're using Country Time lemonade, sugar's already added to the mixture, so you might have to adjust for your personal taste, blah, blah, blah. Add food coloring, and there you go.
All right. Great. Well, now we can make a whole batch of Ecto. Do we want to try this?
Yeah.
Like for a later episode?
Yeah.
Let's try making Ecto Cooler.
This next episode, we will make Ecto Cooler.
And then see if it actually tastes like what we remember. All
right. We'll make a few batches.
Let's do that.
We'll make a few batches so we can get it just right.
It'll be a grand experiment. All right, but let's get back to our actual... The one thing we actually scheduled for this episode that we keep putting off is Stump a Star Wars Nerd. So what's going to happen is we've got this book... And Sean is going to read the question. Let's only go with the multiple choice ones because it's going to be bad. It's going to be bad podcast if like Colin and I are just like, So at least give us some options so we can at least guess one. So we don't just get stumped right away. So
well, I'm good at that.
So at least I think I am. We'll do three. Do we want to do two or three? How many questions do you want to do?
Yeah, let's do three.
Or do you want to just do a different question for each of us?
I was just going to do a different question for each
of us. All right, you're the quiz master. I'll let you do it. So Sean's going to read the question, and then while we're thinking of the answer, you can either find the answer or give
a buzz in. You can buzz in if the person's not taking longer than, like, I think, five seconds? 5 seconds then to answer.
It doesn't
then
really matter.
You can just say, like, buzz, or something.
Right, and so Sean. You ask
buzz,
us the question.
Buzz. The bees, not the bees.
Sean. I think in the future, if this remains like a constant segment, the theme music for this should be the elevator theme for the Imperial March.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, right. That's happening right now.
All right, okay. So... you are going to ask us the question. We're going to take some time to think about it. While you're doing that, hand the book to Ben so he can look up the answer. And then Ben will tell us what the correct answer is.
Okay. from the section of Star Tech.
Okay. I got this shit.
All right. This is for you, Justin.
All right.
What did a starship have to engage before it was able to exceed the speed of light?
Oh, is this this isn't a multiple choice one?
No, this is an answer.
Well, that's
it's hyperdrive.
Yeah, correct. Ding, ding, ding.
I mean, that's an easy one. The Force is strong with me.
Okay. All right, I'll give. Since we'll just do multiple choices, I guess.
Okay.
Colin,
you know what? I just since the segment is called Stump a Star Wars Nerd, how about we keep going until one of us gets it wrong or doesn't have an answer?
That's fine.
So we'll alternate.
Yeah. Good.
In Starfighters. Where are the presser activators located? In Starfighters, where are the presser activators located? A. On helm control consoles. B. In the control sticks. C. Directly below the arming mechanism.
That's on you, dude.
No, that one was... That one was for you.
No, you said you wanted to do it until you got it wrong.
Oh, okay. Could you repeat the question?
In Starfighters.
That's funny.
Where were the presser activators located? A, on helm control consoles. B, in the control sticks. C, directly below the arming mechanism.
I'm going to say... A.
You're correct.
Hell yeah.
On the helm control consoles.
All right. Haven't stumped me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's crazy. Crazy. What was the spacer lexicon for the...
He can't even pronounce what he's about to say.
Do you want me to just read the question myself?
No, because you'll get to see the answer circle.
Oh, they're already in there.
Yeah, they're all. Sister
already did this.
She filled out the book.
Oh, here you go. What are the raider-like sweeps? What are the raider-like sensor sweeps used by Imperial forces? A. Com scans. B. Compact energy detectors. C. Com sigs.
I'm gonna go with A again. Com scans.
Correct.
Well, have you actually looked up the answers in the back book? Because she might have gotten them wrong.
No, that's right.
These are correct. I checked most of them.
No, see, the thing is, right. I know that one's right.
All right, you can ask. You know what? Since for the sake of brevity and time, you can also ask me non-multiple choice ones. Because otherwise, I'll probably keep getting them right. Because I'm just really good at guessing.
So one in three chance.
What portable life support device was built into Darth Vader's armor?
A rebreather.
Yeah, you pretty much got it right. The thing to help him breathe.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Keep going. What am I, 4-for-4?
Yeah, you are 4-for-4. Wow, you're really good at this.
I am the huge Star Wars
nerd. I have to look up some hard ones.
Maybe. Yeah, you can go to a different section.
I'm going to go to the different
section. Why don't they have it, like, from easy to hard?
From the section called Rebel Rumblings and Imperial Transmissions, who considered the Rebel attack against the Death Star battle station an act of suicide rather than courage? Was it A. Grand Moff Tarkin, B. C-3PO, C. Han Solo?
I would go with C-3PO.
Incorrect.
I know this one. I know this one. No, you whore! I knew that one.
Oh, yeah.
It's Han Solo.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you got it right then. So,
okay. All right, you have
because you said Ha before I said Han Solo. Okay.
All right, so I got four questions in a row. Let's see how many you can do, Colin.
Well, there's one.
There's one.
Or actually, just start over. I'll just start mine over because you were saying it as I was saying it. So just
continue.
As the Rebel Attack Squadron prepared for the Battle of Yavin, who asked, "You wouldn't want my life to get boring, would you?" A. Han Solo. B. C-3PO. C. Luke Skywalker.
Repeat that line again.
You wouldn't want my life to get boring, would you? Han Solo, C-3PO, or Skywalker?
See, you wouldn't want my life to get boring, would you? Oh, that's C-3PO.
Correct. B, 3C, C-3PO. Well done.
That's when R2 was being lowered into Luke's X-Wing.
Okay. This is a fill-in-the-blank one.
Okay.
Skywalker complained to C-3PO that he wished the droid could alter time, speed up the blank, or teleport the boy off Tatooine.
Repeat the line.
Luke Skywalker complained to C-3PO that he wished the droid could alter time or speed up the blank.
Harvest.
Correct.
Nice.
Man, we're going to spend most of our time.
I don't know if I'd have gotten that one.
Yeah.
Who observed that Luke was not a farmer? Not, quote, not a farmer. He was too much of, he had too much of his father.
His aunt, Owen Beru.
Holy crap.
All right, just flip around the book randomly. Like, don't stick within the same section.
Yeah.
So just, like, pick a random question.
Yeah, there we go.
Oh, there we go.
Which remote and isolated planet once harbored the Alliance's operation space? Was it...
Dantooine.
Yeah, I pretty much thought... halfway into the question, I was like, he's going to get this.
I think that's... So I was three.
Identified the planet that was conquered by Imperial forces after it was discovered that it was one of the Alliance's original lies of the Galactic Civil War. Was it Relatar, Beto, or Anakua?
Do you want me to read it?
Yeah.
Where is it?
I need to take
it.
Colin,
okay.
Don't look.
All right, identify the planet was
I saw you.
Yeah, don't
saw,
look.
I saw that evil ginger look in your face.
Cheating bastard. All right, identify the planet.
Let's pick another question because I've already seen the answer.
Did you see it?
Yes. Pick another one.
I'll do it.
Yeah, what's the answer?
Pick another one, yeah.
Yeah, he had that I'm dipping my hand into the cookie jar face. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
All right. I'll give you another one.
Why don't you just pick the question and give it back to Sean so I don't see it?
Okay, here we go. During which conflict of the Galactic Civil War did Rebel pilot Porkin die? Was it A?
Really? First Battle of Yavin.
Oh, yep, okay.
He's like,
he's
really?
Good, he's good, right. I'm telling you.
You're at four, so we're both tied at four, so this one's for the win. All right. What was another name for the parcels of concentrated light energy fired from blasters? A, bolts. B, strokes. C, arrays.
Bolts.
Incorrect. It was actually arrays.
Really? Arrays or rays?
Arrays. A-R-R-A-Y-S. So we are tied.
So Sean, you need to pick
so
a
we need a
tiebreaker
question, and then whoever gets it first will be the winner.
All right.
Lightning round. Yeah.
Lightning round.
Y'all.
Force lightning round.
Y'all can describe Greedo's outfit while I flip through this.
It's an orange jumpsuit.
Is this Greedo? Are we including the high heels?
Specific. You have to pronounce it as in Elaine's boss in Seinfeld described wardrobes.
Are we including the high heels?
It's a majestic green jumpsuit.
Because Greedo was played by a woman.
Valiant orange vest. at least until he was blasted, and then it turned all black. That's as close as I can get to J.P. Peterman.
That's pretty good.
And yes, Han shot first.
And yes, Han shot first.
He seriously was wearing heels, though.
A lot of these are way too easy. Even the ones like I would definitely.
All right, well, you
just flip through the book and pick.
Even if they're easy, it's because this is about speed too.
Because like some of them are some of them really good trivia, and some of them I have to look up the answers. I'm looking at the ones that were filled out. It's just for the sake of time.
Just yeah, pick one.
We'll just pick one, and then after we answer it, then you can look it up.
Who informed Kenobi that that quote power loss at one of the terminals?
C-3PO.
He got that one.
All right.
Yes.
And they even finished the question. Allow the Millennium Falcon to flee the Death Star. Yeah.
Well, it was only it can only be one of two things. It could either be C-3PO or R2-D2, and R2-D2 can't talk.
Yep.
Wow. Except in human language.
I didn't even know what the question was. So good job, Colin.
He was asking who said that if power was lost at one of the Death Star terminals. The Millennium Falcon could escape through the force field.
Okay.
Yep. The problem is these are all movie based, and we need some more expanded universe shit to stump everybody.
Maybe we could probably find some better Star Wars trivia online. This is after all the unauthorized version.
Do you want me to look
it's
that
the
up?
The ultimate unauthorized version.
Okay. Ultimate my ass.
See, I was gonna say. See, the
ultimate
is,
unauthorized
need,
Star Wars trilogy.
You need to do
trilogy
if you're gonna challenge. if you're gonna do stuff from the movies. What you need to do is you need to get more difficult questions from the movies.
Yeah. All right. Well done, Colin. You are the winner of this round of Stump a Star Wars Nerd.
Only round one.
I think golf club.
And if
golf club.
Also, if you're playing along at home, email us and tell us how you did.
Yes.
And if anyone got all of those questions correct, if there's anyone who got every single one correct, we'll read your name on the air and announce who got everyone correct.
Which, it doesn't really make sense because people just could say, "I got."
No, you know what we could do? We could add questions.
I don't know, honor system.
You know what we could do? Hey, no, this would be a good idea. Just add the questions to the description, and then they answer those questions.
We could.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll put the question in the description. That way you can either leave a comment directly on the episode, or you can email us at bgnpodcast@gmail.com.
That works.
Honestly, honor system, but honestly, if you send us any email, we'll probably end up reading it. So.
And that brings us almost to an hour.
All right. Well, that was a fun episode.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Before I forget, you guys were talking about phones earlier, and I was like, why do they still have commercials for landlines? They always talk about phone bills and landlines, like Vantage and stuff. It's like...
Because the people who run those companies are trapped in 1955.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, why the hell are they...
Money, it's your kids! Money!
I keep seeing those commercials on TV, and I'm like, what the hell? Everybody has a cell phone. No one has a landline.
1885!
You two and Blondie.
I mean, who really has a landline? Why would you want one?
You know what? There's probably still people out there with dial-up
connections. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
We live in a wide and varied world.
Can't you see? Yeah. You're just not the girl for me.
All right.
Okay.
Until next time, I'm Justin Eisenstadt.
I'm Colin Kakamas.
Sean Holmes.
And Benjamin Price.
And we are boldly going nowhere.
Outro.
Boldly Going Nowhere is a Castwave Studios production.
Check us out at facebook.com/BGNpodcast and Twitter at BGNpodcasts.
Or shoot us an email at BGNpodcasts@gmail.com.